Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm very excited today. We have Dave Bremner on. Am I saying your last name right, Dave? Dave Bremner?
Yeah, it is. It's a traditional Scottish name, but you're doing a good job there. Excellent.
Well, excellent. Excellent. Now, Dave is in Scotland, Aberdeen, I believe, right?
That's right. It's the oil capital of Europe.
Nice, nice, very, very nice. And Dave has a new single out, Gentle Healing, on the Shine On Records, and we'll be playing that a little later. Dave, no, were you a musical kid? Have you been doing music a long time?
I've been doing music a long time because I'm an old person now, an older person now. But I had absolutely no music talent when I was a kid at school or anything like that. I was always the one that was left out of the choirs, or because I just couldn't sing two notes in a row. And it wasn't until I got left school and one of my friends introduced me to the guitar that I started playing and start writing. So, but been playing and writing a long time now.
Nice, very nice. Well, it's an interesting time we live in. The music industry has changed and whatnot, and there's a lot of self-publication and self-distribution that happens, and I think it's great. People can make songs and get it out all over the world and get feedback and whatnot on it, and that's very, very cool. I really like Gentle Healing, and matter of fact, I took a listen to several of your other tracks on your Reverb Nation as well. Just fantastic, fantastic. We have links on
Well,
that.
there's a bit of a eclectic kind of mix, the music that influenced me come from everything from glam rock through to heavy metal to folk, traditional folk and contemporary American folk. So I've got a fair mix of people that have influenced me. So hopefully it comes across when you listen to my music on Reverb Nation and whatnot. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's outstanding, outstanding. That's very, very cool. Now, you've been with Shine On Records, or is Gentle Healing the first single with them?
It's the first single with them, but I'm also with their sister or the umbrella group, which is Star One
Oh, nice.
group, etc. And I had an album out with them by a band called Lunar Eclipse, which is on Reverb Nation as well. But unfortunately, that didn't last very long because we had a bit of an unfo very unfortunate thing that we released the album, and then a few months later, our fantastic bass player, a really good friend, passed away very, very, very quickly. So I took a bit of time off and almost gave up on the music altogether. But I kept in talking to the CEO of Star One, and she can kind of convince me to keep on going with the writing and whatnot. And I came up with a couple of songs. There's a song called "Crying," which I'd encourage you to listen to as well. It's on the Star One page. It's a lovely song. And then from there on out, I came up with this "Gentle Healing," and I've got about another four or five that's in the pipeline just now. So I don't know if it's going to be on Shine On or it's going to be on Star One. I'm not quite sure yet, but
Nice.
I've got they'll be coming out.
Well, that's good. I'm sorry to hear about the bass player and your friend. That's too bad. It's always rough. And as I get older, it just seems to be happening more and more to people I know. It's
It's part of life, unfortunately, but sometimes it happens at totally the wrong time. Sometimes you just can't see it coming outside the left field of whatever the American phrase is. But it just comes out of the blue, and when you're somewhere close with somebody, you're in a band and you're writing together and you get really quite close, and then all of a sudden, that person's gone. It's a big chunk of your life, So I took a year out, and then we're back on, and I'm trying to write with some things with John in mind as well, so that can release, and there'll be a few mentions of him when the next song's coming up and stuff like that.
I hear you. I hear you. Folks, taking a little different turn. Some interesting notes about Dave. Dave is he's a husband, a father, a poet, and also, this is interesting, a martial artist and instructor. Very interesting. I was seeing that online, Dave. How long have you been involved in martial arts and all of that?
Just over 40 years.
Wow.
I hold black belts in three different styles of martial art, and I've fought at high levels in. Oh, sorry, I've just got.
Oh, no worries.
I just had Bon Jovi singing on the background there. I fought in competitions at international level and around Europe, and actually been across a couple of courses across in America and whatnot. But
Wow.
I left the oil industry about 10 years ago, or 11 years ago now. Basically, I had enough of working in the stupid hours and not getting paid enough, so I decided to try something different. So I left and took up martial arts teaching full time,
Wow.
and it gave me the time during the day to comply with my getting my songs right and getting other writings done. So it's been a great 10, 11 years just doing as I want, not making a lot of money, but it doesn't matter. It's sometimes it's what you need to follow your heart, don't you?
Exactly. And any potential muggers, be on notice. Dave is not the guy to try to mug, you know. Find some, look for somebody else. That's awesome. Now, also, you're also involved in my girlfriend Danny is into this as well. I'm probably going to say it wrong. Riki?
It depends where parts are coming, but we see Reiki over here, Reiki, right? And yeah, it's a form of power moving and helping people to help themselves to heal and whatnot. And it's yeah, I've recently qualified for that, and that's something as I get older I'll be doing probably less of the martial arts and more of the help the healing. Having broken a few bones, I'm going to try and heal a few of them now.
Well, that's outstanding. Well, you know, both that and the martial arts. I'm not an expert. I don't know much about either, but what I understand is that you have to really have some focus and whatnot. Now, I imagine that carries over with the music side of things as well, you know.
Well, being able to focus, yeah, sometimes too much focus. I think sometimes it because I'm such a use the word again focused person, and I've got a goal that if the goal doesn't come the way that I want to, it can be quite devastating. It's what I expect and what I expect for myself. I'm probably my own hardest critic. I know I'm not the best guitar player in the world. I know I'm not the best singer in the world. So when I don't get what I want at the end of the thing, so sometimes I can be a bit critical and go back into the studio and maybe overwork it and stuff like that. So it's sometimes it's a blessing, sometimes it's not a blessing.
I'm a I hear what you I know what you're saying. I'm a painter by trade. That's what I do. I paint portraits of
Okay.
people and whatnot. And you know, it's hard to walk away from one sometimes, you know, because you just and then you keep tinkering with it. And sometimes you just have to say, okay, that's it.
Enough's enough.
My girlfriend's good about that. Yeah, she'll come and say, it's done. You need to just
Go on to
stop
the next
now.
one. Leave that one alone. Yes,
On to the
that's
next
it.
one. Right.
Excellent.
I'm like, yeah, but this, if somebody ever takes a magnifying glass, she's like, they're
No.
not going to,
Yeah.
just don't worry about
It's the overall. It's the
it.
overall idea. Yes, isn't
But
it? Yeah.
that's exactly. Now, also here in my show notes, it says that you are currently writing a novel. Man, Dave, do you sleep ever? You know, because you got a
No.
lot of things
No.
going.
No, I sleep very little actually, and it's an ongoing problem I've got that sleep is definitely not something that it comes and visits me very often. But no, the novel was that was part of the write up I was doing this. I'm doing pretty well on a kid's novel, a kid's books, and it's a little story of we say the local Scottish beasties called haggis. They're not
No.
beasties. They're actually, they're not beasties at all. They're actually made in the butchers. But we keep on winding up the English colleagues and whatnot that we've got this breed of animal that runs about the Scottish hillside that But we've got that. That's going to be a nice book as well, because it's going to have one page is going to have little caricatures or pictures painted by friends, and I'm going to have a story on the other side. It's a story about that. But that's on its way. Unfortunately, the novel I have ground to a halt.
Oh, okay.
It's like what do you call it? A marathon. They say they hit the wall. Well, I've hit the writing wall at the present moment in time. So I've got about halfway through the book, and I've just totally dried up. So that's on the back burner just now, and I'll come back to that when I've got the creative juices flowing once again.
What'll happen, Dave, I predict, is you'll have a million other things going at the same time, and boom, that'll be back, and you're like, oh no, now I have to do all that, you know. If your life is anything like mine, you know. That's
well, it sounds like it is. A creative person, they never seem to have definitive days they can do this and that. It just happens when it happens.
It's so true. It's so true. And you know, it's terrible. I am that way. I don't know what it is. And it's funny because I'm very scientific about it. I'll say, okay, I need this much time to do this and this much time to do that. And really, I should just be honest from the get-go and say, okay, I just, you know, I'm going to give myself this much time, but I'm going to wait to the last 3 days and just work 24 hours a day on it. You know, because that's what always happens.
That sounds familiar. That sounds very familiar.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. And now, folks, here's Gentle Healing by Dave Bremner.
Find myself walking down a dead end street. I got no golden cobbles lay beneath my feet. I got no riches, got no property, just an open sky and all the stars for you to see. Life is good and my love is strong. I know who I am, where I belong. And I find myself down a dead end street. I know it's my own dead end dreams of me. Think I need some gentle healing. Ooh. I need to feel that special feeling. Ooh. In my heart, in my soul. Don't you know? Found myself down a dead end street. Had no golden cobbles lay beneath my feet. I had no riches, no property, just the open sky and all the stars for you to see. Think I need some gentle healing. Need to feel that special feeling in my heart, in my soul. Don't you know? Gentle healing, special feeling, gentle healing, special.
What a fantastic track. Just fantastic. I love it. And now back to the interview, folks. Here we go. Now, Gentle Healing is out, and it's available wherever you can buy digital music. It's all over the place.
Correct.
That's excellent. You know, you've had that out a couple months now, and people they've been. I like this song a lot. I like the track a lot. It's outstanding. You've been getting good feedback on it, eh?
Yeah, we've been getting fantastic feedback. I'm quite humbled by some of the reviews and whatnot we've been getting on it. And when we play live, I'm currently playing in an acoustic duo at the present moment in time, and we play this one, and we always announce it. You know, this one's available online. I take along the CDs to sell on the night, and they always sell out because it is a nice song. It's not a typical Dave Bremner song because it's the first time I've actually gone down the more country route rather than the rock route. You know, but I'm very happy with it, and I've got a fantastic musician on it as well. The lead guitar is done by Neil Matheson, who is he's actually part of quite a famous British prog band over here, and he plays on all my songs, so I'm delighted to have him here because he just adds so much to it, you know.
Oh, outstanding, outstanding. It is, and folks, we have links up and all this and that. It is a fantastic, fantastic track. Now, I have to ask, no pressure, Dave,
okay.
Anything in the pipe? I can't wait to hear more is what I'm saying. Got some new stuff in the works as well?
Yeah, there are. There's a couple of major projects. One, I'll sort of just, you know, touch on at the present. Mm-hmm. But the songs, the next song that's coming out is actually a re-release and a re-record of a song I wrote for my wife going back a few years. It was recorded. It was out and released before I joined up with Shine On Records, etc. But that's the next single. It's called Reason to Live, and it's basically just a thanks to her for helping me through some really hard times. It's a very much a romantic end of evening song, and some beautiful guitar in it, I have to say.
Nice.
So, again, really nice. And then I've got another two or three songs that are virtually just recorded. One called Eagle Woman, which is a very much of a cross between. My hero was a guy called Mark Bolan.
Oh, yeah.
Played in T-Rex going way back. That's my absolute music hero. It's a cross between that and an Eagles type of song. So
nice.
It's quite nice as well. And then I've got a Celtic rock song that is going to be... Yeah, the Celtic... I mean, what I'll do is if when we come offline, if we, you know, connect on...
Uh-huh.
Private messenger through Facebook, I will send you the copy of Highland Home for you to hear the original version. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to rewrite the words for the local football club down here, Aberdeen Football Club's one of the top clubs in Scotland. And
nice.
We're currently negotiating them, so it'll be a song for them. So lots of things on the go at the present moment.
Well, very cool. And let me make a note to myself here. Jamie, no matter what, definitely get Dave Bremner back on when these new songs are out. Because I know everybody wants to hear them. That's outstanding. Outstanding.
Cool.
Dave, that's very cool. I'm a big Mark Bolan fan myself.
Okay, cool.
Matter of fact, I tell you, the glam rock was probably one of my favorite. Well, you know, I like all periods of music and all types, but yeah, I there's always a special place in my heart, you know, for the ballroom.
Mark Bolan of T-Rex.
That's right. That's right.
Good. And Sweet. Slade, David Bowie, of course, Roxy Music. That was all the ones I grew up sort of living in. And my biggest, Mark Bowie's my biggest hero as far as music is concerned, but my biggest influence in writing is a person called Ian Hunter.
Uh-huh.
And Ian Hunter, he plays a lot in America and solo gigs and whatnot, but he was the front man of Mott the Hoople,
mm-hmm.
who had the big hit of All the Young Dudes that was written by David Bowie.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's a couple of names for you to go and have a listen to.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Matter of fact, I was just talking to a fellow on the show. This is probably a couple weeks ago. and maybe about 3 weeks ago, and he lives in Minneapolis, which of course is, you know, 3,000 miles from where I'm at in Florida. But they do a glam rock night, and it's all glam rock music and everything. And I'm like, it's at a nightclub there, and I'm like, I want to go really bad, but it's 3,000 miles away.
Well, yeah, well, how many miles is it for me to come from Aberdeen to go and do that? But I would say there's something I would love to do in Aberdeen on a regular basis as a tribute to Mark Boland, because there's tributes in England, but there's no tributes in Scotland. And I am currently trying to put together a band called Acoustrex, which is all the T-Rex numbers, but done acoustically.
And that'll be in Aberdeen, of course, which is 4,000 miles away from me. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, at least. But I'll send you a copy of the recordings.
There you go. There you go. That's awesome. That's very cool. Well, that's awesome. Well, I can't believe, you know, Dave, it's so great that you, you know, I want to thank you for taking time to be on the show and whatnot. And like I said, we'll definitely have the track on in the show here. And it's just outstanding. Now, any live shows or anything like that coming up that we need to mention or?
Oh. Yeah, well, not there's just live shows coming up over in Scotland, obviously. I haven't got the finances or the drive at the present moment to come and start doing shows over in your side of the pond. But, you know, never say never. You know, I've got a lot of good friends now through Shine On Records, and I'm currently writing a song along with one of the guys that's in there. And who knows, but I'll definitely come on and let you know if I'm coming across in the States. And I've been asked to go and do something. Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, mm-hmm. Let Julie know, and you know, bring your son Ryan. We have a guest house, and we're a 10-minute walk, about 8-minute walk to the beach here. So,
that sounds excellent.
Pretty nice in about February and. South Florida here, so you're welcome anytime.
You never know, you might just get a little knocked.
Anytime. that's fine. Well, excellent. Well, we'll have this, like I said, Dave, we'll have this, and thank you for taking the time.
I just want to thank you very much for giving me the time on your radio show, because it's fantastic to think that you guys across the States, they've got, you know, hundreds of thousands of people there listening to radio and whatnot, and you've got little old me from Bonnie, Scotland, and I really appreciate your time.
Well, I think it's outstanding and well worth it. Good. Keep doing what you're doing, Dave. It's really good. It's really working. I'm not just saying that. It's a great track.
I appreciate that, Jim. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And there you have it, folks. That's going to do it for today's episode of the Pop Rocks Radio Show. Dave Bremner, what a cool guy. I really like him. Really, really nice guy. Like I said, this was a pre-record, and you know, true to his word, Dave sent me over all those tracks and whatnot, which are outstanding. I will definitely have him back on the show so you can hear them as well when they're all finished and all of that. But man, really, really good stuff. Hey, how about that Gentle Healing? That's a great track too. And of course, we've got links and everything up. Again, this is going to be converted to a podcast and out on all the various social media and what have you here directly. It'll be rebroadcast or broadcast for the first time on Friday, August the 5th. So there we go. Then I'm off for the weekend, and then back on Monday, we've got a very cool soul rap and rock performer out of Dallas, Texas, JRS3. We had him scheduled earlier last month, and then we had some technical issues. Our host server did some upgrades to the server and whatnot, and we had to reschedule that. So that's the reschedule of that show. And he's been on before. Really, really nice guy, too. Cool stuff. Well, hey, that's it for today. Everybody have a super fantastic weekend. I'm out of here. We will see you next week. Good night, all.
Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rocks Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with her rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks Radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks Radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, YourWebDesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. YourWebDesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.YourWebDesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.YourWebDesigner.info.
Hi folks, are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Harperley Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries, Harperley Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperleyjewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun. Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS. That's ROXX for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget, and, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.